بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, I have a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question, Shaykh Ahmad Danish. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Okay, Shaykh Ahmad Danish, the perfect, beautiful character of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam. As George Jordak, the Lebanese Christian author, puts it, Al-Imam Ali, al-Sawt al-Adalat al-Insaniya. Imam Ali, the voice of human justice. More than 200 times he said that, George Jordak said, I've read Nahj al-Balagha, the work of Sayyid al-Razi, cover to cover, in order to know Ali more and more. And the more I read about Ali, the more I become fascinated by his character. Okay, the Shia have full belief in Imam Ali alayhi salam as the true successor of Prophet Muhammad, the infallible Imam, right successor after Prophet Muhammad. But when we refer to the merits of and the virtues of Amir al-Mu'mineen in our Sunni references, we also find some fascinating parts of the history of, we can say, scholarship. Over there are so many people who wrote on the virtue and the merits of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And when I talk about the merits, this is not, you know, a simple merit. You know, it is something about the great, complete, comprehensive character of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. So can you name some of those references for us and give us some details, I mean, some sentences about Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam in detail about his merits, I mean, from the Sunni references, Shaykh?
Right. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I think it's a very important topic, and on numerous occasions we have also enumerated about the merits of Imam Ali alayhi salam after the Holy Prophet as the guardian of the Holy Prophet, the Wali and the Wasi of the Holy Prophet. But because these instances are so numerous that even if we enumerate some of them, it would not do justice to the entire topic. Because what we see from the example and the life of the Holy Prophet is that on numerous occasions, from the time, from the beginning of his risala and his message, he introduced Imam Ali alayhi salam as his wasi. And till the time that he finished his message, this was the seerah of the Holy Prophet, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, that he would introduce Imam Ali whenever the occasion so demanded. So we will refer to some of these references so that our audience can learn from the Holy Prophet and his ahadith that on which occasions Imam Ali alayhi salam was referred to and his merits explained. So from the verse of Wilaya, we'll begin from the verse of Wilaya, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 55.
So these are the ayahs of the Quran.
The verses of the Holy Quran. And then the Prophet explains that this was revealed in the merit of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Also Sunni references,
and
isn't it?
Basically from Sunni references.
Okay.
Right? So the verse goes like this, that Innama waliyukum Allah وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. That is, your guardian is only Allah, His apostle, and the faithful who maintain the prayer and give the zakah while bowing down. So the Sunni references, what do the Sunni references say? We have a Sunni book called Tafsir al-Tabari, right? It explains the Shan and Nuzul.
Famous book,
yes, a very famous book. The Shan and Nuzul, or the occasion on which this verse was revealed, from the viewpoint of Tafsir al-Tabari, is that he says that Innama waliyukumullah wa rasuluhu al-aya nazalat fi Ali ibn Abi Talib tasaddaqa wa huwa raki. That is, this verse was revealed in praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam while he was giving sadaqah during the state of ruku. Right? So
right.
Tafsir al-Tabari says that this was revealed
good.
In praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And
right.
Tafsir al-Tabari is a prominent Sunni tafsir. And the same has been quoted by Ibn Abi Hatham from Utbah ibn Hakim.
Yeah.
And regarding both these sources, Ibn Taymiyyah, who is the founder of the Wahhabi movement, or for example, he's
the father, we could say. The spiritual
we could
father.
Say that the spiritual father,
father
of the Wahhabi
right.
Movement.
He was not himself a Wahhabi.
Yeah, he was not himself a Wahhabi.
Yes.
He writes that the Tafsir al-Tabari and the Tafsir Ibn Abi Hatham is... At-Tabari wa Ibn Abi Hatim tafasiruhum mutazamminatun lilmanqulat allati yu'tamadu alayha fi at-tafsir. That is, these two tafasir contain manqulat or ahadees which are reliable
authentic.
And authentic in terms of
narrations
and
chain
tafsir.
Of narrators. That's right.
When we are doing tafsir, these are
okay.
Reliable narrations.
Okay. So over there, this ayatul, we can say...
Ayatul Vilaya.
Vilaya, in most of the cases, we can say is explained, we can say, in praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Yes.
And
okay.
Again, Al-Alusi, a well-known Sunni scholar of
yes.
Tafsir.
Yes.
What does he say about this ayah? He says that وَغَالِبُ الْأَخْبَارِيِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ نَزَلَتْ فِي عَلِيٍّ كَرَمَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَ. That is, when the Sunni brothers refer to Imam Ali alayhi salam, they don't say رَزِي اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, they say كَرَمَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَ. Why?
Yes.
Because he was the only companion from amongst the companions of the Holy Prophet who did not prostrate before the idols. Because he was born into, when he was a child, he was raised by the Holy Prophet. So they have a different way of referring to Imam Ali alayhi salam. They say, Karamallahu
wajha.
That is
right.
Because he never prostrated himself before the idols. And this fazila is not narrated for any of the other ashab or the companions.
This is, again, we can say, the most important title used for Ali ibn Abi Talib in the Sunni references.
In the Sunni references.
Raziyallahu anha or Karamallahu wajha. We can say that's right. These are the two. But this one, the philosophy was really beautiful. That's right. Okay.
And so Al-Alusi again says that the majority of the narrators are on the fact or consider that this verse was revealed for Imam Ali or Hazrat Ali, Karamallahu Wajha.
Right.
So again, another of their scholars is saying the same thing. And so we can say that from amongst the Sunni sources, the majority is on the aqidah or with the belief that this verse of Ayatul Vilaya is for the praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That's right.
And it says that your wali are only these three beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger, and Imam Ali. And this is a very great merit or a great quality that is being explained. And in fact, it can prove the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Of course. So there were so many ahadith resembling this one in praise of some other companions. But as you said, the most authentic one in praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
And we must know that that was not... Salat al-Wajib or obligatory prayer. It was Mustahab Salat Imam Ali was doing. So over there he could give Sadaqah.
Yes.
So nothing was wrong with the Namaz or the Salat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So some people might say that, okay, Ali has always been in Salat, full attention. Why helping a person when in Salat? Okay.
True.
That's it.
And then we move on to, inshallah, a verse of Ayatul Iblagh.
Oh, Ayatul Iblagh is another famous
verse. And Ayatul Iblagh is another famous verse, Surah Al-Ma'idah again.
Yes.
And some of the scholars say that Surah Al-Ma'idah is the Surah of Vilaya, because there are so many verses regarding the Vilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen in this Surah that we can say that Surah al-Ma'idah is the
Surah. Is Surah al-Ma'idah was among the last Surah?
It is considered as the last Surahs that was revealed to the Holy Prophet.
Really?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The last Surah. in the last Hajj pilgrimage,
yes,
about the last important points.
And the last important. Okay. And what's the meaning or the message of this verse?
Ayatul Iblagh.
Surah Ayatul Iblagh. Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik wa in lam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata wallahu ya'simuka minan nasi innallaha la yahdil qawmal kafirin. O apostle, O prophet, communicate that which has been sent down to you from your Lord. And if you do not, you will not have communicated his message, and Allah shall protect you from the people. Indeed, Allah does not guide the faithless lot. And so, Ibn
What was sent down?
Yes,
this is a major question.
This is the major question, that what was sent down, that Allah is saying that if you don't do this, your risala or your message would remain incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Such an important point that is coming down. So Ibn Abi Hatim, that we referred to earlier, narrating from Abu Sa'id al-Khuzri, a companion of the Holy Prophet, says that nazalat hazih al-aya fi Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Oh.
And so one of the companions of the Holy Prophet from Ibn Abi Hatim is saying, and Ibn Taymiyyah says that the tafsir of Ibn Abi Hatim is reliable when it narrates from someone. Or in his Ruhul Ma'ani, the same scholar Al-Alusi, again a famous scholar, he says that Ibn Mardawai narrated from Ibn Masud, who said that at the time of the Prophet, what would we do? We recited this verse as, O Apostle, communicate that which has been sent down to you from your Lord, that Ali is the guardian of the believers.
Mm-hmm.
And they would recite from Ibn Masud. Abdullah Ibn Masud is a famous exegete and a famous scholar of the Holy Quran. He is saying that at the time of the Prophet, we would recite this verse as kunna naqra wala ahda rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik anna aliyan waliyan lil mu'minin anna aliyan waliyun lil mu'minin. So they would recite it like this,
yes,
that anna aliyan waliyun lil mu'minin. And so Alusi is saying that Ibn Masud narrated it like this.
Okay, and see how much we can say the occasion in which this ayah was revealed, historically speaking, can give meaning to the ayah.
Yes.
On Hajj pilgrimage, the last Hajj pilgrimage, Prophet Muhammad ordering, we can say the people to Asaba and Ghadir Khum place,
true,
isn't it?
Of course.
Waiting for the other caravans to join, then piling up the mounts of the camels over there, standing up over there, raising hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we can say claiming that he is my true successor, reciting all these ayahs of the Holy Quran, okay? So you must be in the such circumstances in order to understand better the Ayatul
Iblagh. If we focus on even these verses of the Holy Quran, all the other tafasir or explanations,
yes,
that this was an occasion on which Imam Ali was made a friend of all the believers,
all right,
become meaningless.
Yeah, what does it mean, a friend?
Yeah, because this is saying that if you don't do this and invite the Mu'mineen towards the wilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen, you would not have done justice to your message,
all right,
O Prophet. And so this is saying that he was made the Wali of the Mu'mineen. And what happened after this, we have again a verse of Ikmaluddin.
Yes.
The verse Ayatul of Ikmaluddin is the verse that comes after the Holy Prophet,
yes,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that Man kuntu mawla fahadha aliyun mawla.
Yes.
When Imam Ali alayhi salam is made the mawla of mu'mineen and mu'minat,
right,
the verse of Ikmaluddin comes, and which is the verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah
again
verse number 3.
That's right.
Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena.
That's right.
And so today I've perfected for you your religion and completed my ni'mah upon you, and I have approved Islam as your religion.
That's right.
Okay. And so this was revealed after the occasion of Ghadir-e-Khum.
That's
again.
Right.
And Khatib al-Baghdadi,
yes,
writes about the occasion of the revolution from Abu Huraira. From Abu Huraira, he narrates that on the day of Ghadir-e-Khum, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking the hand of Ali ibn Abi Talib, said, "Am I not more authorized and rightful to you than yourselves? Alastu awla minkum bi anfusikum?" And all the mu'mineen said that all Muslims replied positively. Then he said, "Whoever I am his master and authority, Ali will be his master and authority,"
right,
addressing Ali. And so the reaction of the Muslims was also
That's right.
Extraordinary. Umar ibn Khattab said, "Congratulations to you, O Ali ibn Abi Talib. You became my guardian and the guardian of all Muslims." That is, Umar ibn Khattab, the second caliph, is saying that bakhin bakhin laka ya ibn Abi Talib asbahta maulai wa maula kulli muslimin. So if it was only the friendship that was being explained here, why would Umar ibn Khattab, the second caliph, would say that you became maula today?
So why at all Prophet Muhammad might stop all the people to say that Ali is my friend?
Yes.
Is this logical?
Of course not.
For example, to pile up, you know, and make a mountain out of the piles, you know, of the camels and going up and say, okay, whoever I am his friend, Ali is his friend. So why? Some people also bring some other explanations that it was a reconciliation with Ali because Ali was somehow upset with Prophet Muhammad. He was sent to Yemen, something like that. Okay, there are some explanations regarding these two, but this is not. So.
But all the congratulations would be out of place.
Okay,
and then completion of religion is not possible to be explained.
All
then
right.
We have different hadiths on this topic. So how much time do we have?
I think we are done. We are running out of time for today's discussion. If you let me, we'll continue this topic and this question for upcoming session of the program on Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and how he's pictured in the Holy Quran and the Sunni references. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you. Afi aman Allah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن